हरे कृष्ण
Yeah. Vijjate is diversified. Maham, total material energy. Aham, egotism. Kam, sky. Marut, air. Agni, fire. Va, water. Dara, earth. Sarashaya, demigods and great sages. Bhutagana, living entities. Idam, all this. Yataha, from whom? Translation by dear Lord, you are the only supreme person, the cause of all causes. For the creation of this material world, your material energy remains in a dormant condition. When your material energy is agitated, the three qualities, namely goodness, passion, ignorance, act, and as a result, the total material energy, egotism, ether, fire, air, fire, water, earth, and all the various demigods and sacred persons become manifest. Thus the material world is created. Therefore, if the whole creation is one that is nothing but the Supreme Lord or Vishnu, then why do the extra transcendentalists make such categories as are found in the above verse? Why do learned mystics call distinguish between matter and spirit? In answer to these questions, Lord Shiva says that spirit and matter are not creations of various philosophers, but are manifested by Lord Vishnu, as described in this verse. From Eka Adya Purusha. Spiritual and material categories are made possible by the Supreme Personality of God. Actually, there are no such distinctions for the living entities who are eternally engaged in the service of the Lord. There is only a material world for those who want to imitate the Lord and enjoy it. Indeed, the material world is nothing but the forgetfulness of the original Supreme Personality, Godhead, the creator of everything. The distinction between matter and spirit is created by the sleeping energy of the Lord when the Lord wants to give some facility to those living entities who want to imitate the Lord in his enjoyment. It is only for them that this material world is created by the dormant energy of the Lord. For instance, sometimes children want to imitate their mother and cook in the kitchen, and at such a time, the mother supplies them with some toys so the children can imitate her cooking. Similarly, when some of the living entities want to imitate the activities of the Lord, this material cosmic manifestation is created for them by the Lord. The material creation is therefore caused by the Lord through this material energy. It is by the glance of the Lord the material energy is activated. At that time, the three material modes are set into motion, and the material energy is manifested first in the form of the Mahatattva, then egotism, then ether, then air, fire, water, and earth. After the creation, the living energies are impregnated in the cosmic manifestation, and they emerge as Lord Brahma and the seven great rishis, then as different demigods. From the demigods come human beings, animals, trees, birds, beasts, and everything else. The original cause of order is the Supreme Personality of God as verified herein. Swam Eka Adya Purusha. This is confirmed in Brahma Samhita. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakarana Karna. Those who are covered by the material energy cannot understand that the origin of everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. This is summarized in the Vedanta aphorism Janma Jasya Yataha. Krishna also confirms this in Bhagavad Gita. Amsa Vasya Prabhavo Bhakta Sarvam Pravartate Kadimaha Ajante Ma Buddha Bhava Samandada. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly engaged in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. When Krishna says that he is the origin of everything, Ahamsa Rasya Prabhupada, he means that he is even the source of Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the Purusha avatars, material manifestation, and all the living things within the material world. Actually, the word Habava, of creation, only refers to this material world, for since the spiritual world is eternal existence, no question of creation. In the Chakushloki of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord says, Aham eva asam, eva agre. I was existing in the beginning before creation. In the Vedas, it is also said, Eko Narayana, for the creation of his own Narayana. This is also confirmed by Shankaracharya, Narayana, Parovyatta. Narayana is transcendental to creation, Pita Vasana. Now, since all the activities of Narayana are spiritual and Narayana said that every creation, that creation is all spiritual, the material only exists for those who have forgotten it and have been taught. My dear Lord, you are the only Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. Before the creation of this material world, your material life remains in its own condition. When your material energy is agitated, qualities and goodness, madness, and ignorance act, and as a result of total material energy, which is ether, air, fire, water, earth, and all the various demigods and sentient persons become manifest. Thus the material world is created. So, here Shiva says, Swam Eka Adya Purusha Supta Shaktis. You are the original or the first Purusha. First person. And Supta Shaktis, your energies are sleeping or dormant. This of course refers to the Lord in relation to the material world, which will be shown in the next line. So the Lord has Shaktis which are not dormant in the spiritual world, because the spiritual world is always manifest, and the Lord has his Sarup Shakti and Ladini Shakti, Sambit Shakti, etc., which are always active in the spiritual world. So there's no beginning of the spiritual world when those energies were sleeping and then they were activated. So unmanifest energies are revealed in the material world when the creation starts. And before that, they are all not visible. Here the Lord is called Adya Purusha. Now, in the material world, we have three Purushas, Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, and Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, three Vishnu forms who are in charge of manifesting the material world. But the Supreme Lord is called Adya Purusha. In fact, he can also be considered to be beyond Mahavishnu. In other words, the Vishnu form in the spiritual world, we say. If we take it back a little further in reference to Krishna, of course, we have Govindam Adi Purusha. Krishna is the original Purusha because he is also the basis of all of the other forms of the Supreme Lord and everything in the spiritual world, as well as everything in the material world. Or Adi Purusha can simply name the first Purusha, that is Mahavishnu. And that will be explained in the next verses. So, by his Shakti, then Prakriti manifests as Raja, Sattva, and Tamagun. Of course, all the gunas are within Prakriti, but they are not manifest until the Lord wills it to be so. So it is described that the Lord glances, which means that without touching material energy and at a distance, he can activate it. He says we can glance at a distance without touching an object. But the Lord's glance is a little different because it's like a touch also, because he can activate something, he can influence it. We cannot influence with our glance, but the Lord can do this. Huh? Or the glance can simply mean the Lord doesn't even have to look. The Lord simply wills that it happens, and it happens without contacting us. So in this way, the Lord begins the manifestation of the material world by indirect contact. But it must be traced back to the Lord. Prakriti on its own cannot do anything. So the Lord must make it happen, and then we get division of Satyaratis and Panas. So, the first manifestation is Sattva. When the Lord glances, and he also places the Jivas into Prakriti. So this first Sattvic manifestation of Prakriti is called Mahatattva. And it's considered to be almost spiritual. It is consciousness in one sense, with very little covering on it because of the sattva. But the nature of the gunas is to change. So then Rajaguna becomes manifest to some degree. So Mahatattva transforms into something called Sutra. And then again, change takes place, and Sutra transforms into Tamaguna as a Hankara. And then Ahankara divides into three Sattva, Rajas, Tamas, and manifests mind, Devatas from Sattva Guna, senses from Rajaguna, and material elements and tanmatras from Tamaguna. So in this way, we get the gradual manifestation of Mahatattva, Ahankara, mind, sense devatas, senses, sense objects, tanmatras, and five gross material elements. So that is what is listed here. Mahan is Mahatattva, Aham is Ahankara, Kam is ether, air is Maru, Agni, Var, Dara. These are the five gross material elements. So in between there we have the senses and the sense objects as well. Then the sense devatas all manifested. So that is the first step in the material creation. Material elements manifest. And its material elements form into universes. Anda. Brahmandas. And then the Lord enters as Bhagavad Vishnu. And from him springs Brahma. And from Brahma springs of course, different avatars like Kumaras, Narada, Shiva comes out also, and various sages, the rishis, like Polasti and Hakti, etc. And they are called Prajapatis. And they begin producing offspring. And Brahma also produces the different plants, animals, and species of life, human species of life, and Gandharvas, Kinnaras, etc., all these are produced by Brahma. And of course, the Prajapatis also help in the production of things. So, that is the Gama. All the different living entities gradually manifest through Brahma and the Prajapatis and others. And this way, the universe becomes filled with the bodies. But, of course, the bodies and jivas, so the jivas which were injected into Prakriti enter into those universes and they take up the bodies of various living entities. So, this is not whimsical. They take up the body according to karmas from previous universe. They deserve a certain body because of previous karmas in a certain other universe before it was destroyed. When it was destroyed, everything disappears. The karmas remain. And the karmas manifest again when the jiva enters into a new universe. And therefore it takes a particular body according to previous karmas, but then he begins again his activities. So his karma is never destroyed in spite of the fact that pralaya takes place and all the universe is dissolved into property, etc. Everything disappears, but karmas do not disappear. So as soon as he manifests in another universe, again, his karmas are back. All his previous karmas are sitting there, and he takes body after body after body again. So all of this is under the Supreme Lord. Of course, the immediate instigator is Mahavishnu, who glances. And Garbhodak Chavishnu produces Brahma. And Kshirdak Chavishnu helps the jivas fulfill their desires in the material world. But Mahavishnu also is not independent in one sense, because he is only a Purusha avatar. So he is manifested from form in the spiritual world. He is a expansion of Sankarsana. And Sankarsana is manifested in the Chaturvyuha in the spiritual world. So those forms have nothing to do with material creation at all. So in this way, the Lord removes himself from contact with the material world in many ways. By Mahavishnu, he glances, he doesn't contact. And even if he enters into the universe as Garbhodak Chaivishnu or Kshirdak Chaivishnu in the hearts of all the jivas, still, he doesn't contact anything by his invisible potency. Still, the Lord remains separate because he is separate in the spiritual world from even the Purusha avatars. And he maintains his pastimes there with his devotees, free of contact with the material world completely. So this is the method by which the Lord remains untouched by the material world. And that is the main import of Shiva's explanation. The Lord is the producer of the material world by a small portion of the Shakti. But at the same time, he is completely separate and untouched by anything in the material world. So, the material world from our point of view may look very complex and complicated. But it is just a slight manifestation, very, very small manifestation from of the Lord's Shakti. In other words, Achit Shakti of the Lord is one Shakti, which will manifest by the Lord's will. But all the universes and all the jivas in the universe and all of the bodies they have and all the lokas and everything, and all the universes, that is nothing compared to the Lord's spiritual energy, Chit Shakti, Srup Shakti in the spiritual world. And that spiritual world is untouched. So therefore we describe the spiritual world of Vaikuntha on one hand, and we have material Prakriti on the other hand, and in the middle we have the Karana Ocean, the division where Mahavishnu resides. So, the forms in the spiritual world are completely separate from this material world. By their mercy, those forms in the spiritual world come into the material world and perform the pastimes, as they do in the spiritual world. These are called avatar forms. And when they do so, though they appear in the material world through our vision, they are not part of the material world. They bring the spiritual world with them. So they have a spiritual environment and everything, spiritual associates only pass on to the material world. And we can see it. So that's their great mercy. But it's not material. And they disappear, and the material world disappears, but those forms are eternal. So by the mercy of the Lord, he manifests his spiritual activities of spiritual world within the material world when he comes into avatar. So this is very, very great mercy on the part of the Supreme Lord. In any case, he is untouched by anything. So the Lord has two types of activities. One is his activities in the spiritual world, and when he appears as avatar in the material world, he performs the same type of thing. The other is his activities of creation. So here he relates to matter, which is akshat, his inferior shakti. So material energy cannot operate on its own. The Lord must activate it. So this is a pastime of the Lord also, but in relation to material energy. And when the Lord appears as avatar, yes, he performs the spiritual activities. He also does something else. As the maintainer of Dharma in the material world and Sattva-gun, he maintains Dharma by killing the asuras and restoring Dharma, infecting the devotees. So it's another activity of the Supreme Lord that comes into the material world as avatar. But that, of course, is secondary to his activity of performing his spiritual activities with his devotees. So in this way, the Lord is completely separate from the material energy, but by his compassion, he manifests the material world for the jivas, and he also enters in to deliver the jivas. So that is his special position. How can he do this? Because he has unlimited shakti. He can expand himself into unlimited forms, and he is not touched by anything in the material world, despite of entering into everything in the material world. So therefore he is completely pure in all cases, untouched by anything. And all the jivas enter into property. He soon sticks it into property and becomes Mahatattva. So how he does it we don't know, but he simply places them in by his will. He doesn't have to do anything, but somehow he transfers the jivas into Prakriti. They're in a resting state in Pariah after destruction of the material worlds. They're completely peaceful, without any desires. And after some time, when the Lord feels that they're going to wake up, they're getting a little agitated, then he injects them all into Prakriti, it becomes Mahatattva, and then the universe is being developed again. Well, time is eternal also. So it goes on like property. Property is never destroyed, time is never destroyed. But it is said through the time energy, or through the function of time, the Lord glances, which means at a certain point in time, the Lord glances in terms of material time. Lord Shiva also is eternal, like the Lord. So the Lord also is eternal. He appears in the material world, he's still eternal. So Shiva appears from Brahma, but actually he is also eternal. Actually, he's just an appearance in the material world. So he has an eternal abode also outside the material realm. Sometimes he appears through Brahma, but he may appear in other ways in other kalpas, in other lives of Brahma, he may appear in other ways. So Brahma Samhita gets explained differently. Maybe he appears from the side of Vishnu or something instead, not from his forehead. So the way in which he appears in the material world is not always fixed.
What's that?
Yeah. Yeah, in general, like all the jivas. He is like the Paramatma of all the jivas in the universe. And Chiradakshaya Vishnu is the Paramatma of each jiva individually. So we take the whole mass of jivas, then we have Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. And if we take all the jivas and all the universes, the Paramatma is Mahavishnu. So all the jivas and all the creatures is Mahavishnu.
So in this way, the Lord, let's say, supervises from the biggest level to each universe level and to each individual, and it's pervading everything. And therefore, it's called Vishnu, or pervading, pervades everything. Is that? Yeah, he witnesses everything. He witnesses and permits, but he does not make them do anything. Jivas, he does not make the jivas do anything. Jivas have their own desires. The Lord helps them fulfill their desires according to their karmas. That's all.
Gracias.